Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Occasionally on our program, if we've done a bit in the past few days that we didn't think went as well as we thought it could, we repeat the bit, and we're going to do that with a slightly different approach, a slightly different tenor and texture. We're going to do that coming up this hour. So it might be fun for those of you who are regular listeners of our program. Beautiful day here in just where we are. We've got a lot of heat, and it's almost like 100 degrees. And, you know, it's got me worried. What? David wants me now. Okay, we're on the air. David Hall, who is our vice president of syndication. David, we had a meeting already.
Phil, I wouldn't interrupt if it wasn't important. I'm awfully sorry.
What's up?
I'm so sorry, Phil. We should have pulled you off the air before you went on the air, but I've got some news for you, and I want you to hold on to yourself.
Is this of a personal nature?
Yes, it is.
Is it something we can talk about off the air?
No, it is not. I've got to tell you now because we don't have anybody yet who can sit in for you, Phil. We just got word that your wife Maria is dead.
I got to get out of here then, okay?
No, hold on.
I got to get out of here. Chris, what happened?
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Chris, put a tape up or something. I'm going to leave.
No, hold on. I got to tell you something.
What?
I'm only kidding.
Is my wife dead?
No, I'm kidding. She's not.
Why would you come on and do that?
Listen to me, Phil, and don't lose your temper.
You just came on and told me my wife is dead.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
You're joking?
Yes. Now listen to me. Don't lose that famous temper of yours, okay?
Don't lose my temper. I was feeling great. I walk in here and you tell me...
I'm just kidding about your wife being dead. She's not dead.
Well, why would you do that?
Listen, but just watch the way you speak to me. I am your boss.
Why would you come on here...
Watch the tone of voice.
Why would you come on here while I'm on the air and say my wife's dead and then you're only kidding?
Because I've noticed the last few days you've been coming on a little sluggish and I wanted to just give you a little bolt of adrenaline. Okay? How do you feel now?
I feel like I feel violated, okay?
You feel violated, but you've got juice going, see? There's a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. You had to call up and say that my wife's dead.
It just... let me tell you something, Phil. First of all, I don't like your tone of voice. Secondly, I think it gave you a good burst of adrenaline.
You don't like my tone of voice. What do you think if I would have called you...
No, don't go there. Don't say you would have done this. You can't do that. It would have been a totally different situation, okay? Totally different situation. But I can see I got your energy up, and that's what I wanted to do.
To do
your show. Give the phone number.
Look, pal.
Give the phone number.
I resent the fact...
I told you to do something. Do it.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I think it's wrong for you to call...
Oh, what, are you going to start to cry now?
No, I'm not going to cry.
You know, all of a sudden you lose your temper. I do you a favor and you lose your temper.
It's not a favor to come on right at the beginning of my show and tell me my wife's dead and then say you're only kidding. That's not a favor.
Listen to the energy you got. Listen to what the people out there can hear it.
I think that's a horrible joke.
It was a joke.
A horrible joke.
Watch your tone of voice. Now go do your show.
One 800 449 8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and for those of you who just listened to David Hall say that my wife was dead, he said he's only kidding. In case any of her relatives are listening. Okay, all right, look, we got to move on. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene has an organization called FDNY Romance Kit. They are out of Trenton, New Jersey, and Robert is going to join us now on our newsmaker line. Thank you very much, Mr. Greene, for being with us, and appreciate you coming on at such a late notice. We heard about the fact that tomorrow... Are you there, Mr. Greene?
I'm right here, Phil.
Would you excuse me for just... I'm going to put you on hold.
Certainly.
okay, 1-800-449-8686. All right. Okay, Mr. Green, go yes, sir. We're back on. We're live on the air.
Yes, sir. Right here.
What is the FDNY, the Fire Department of New York Romance Kit? What is that?
Phil, it's interesting to note that tomorrow they will disassemble the final girder in the cleanup of Ground Zero. The horror that we all lived through during 9/11. At least some of it we can put behind us tomorrow, Phil, when the cleanup will be officially declared over. I was down in New York yesterday. I was watching some of the cleanup that was going on, and I noticed something very interesting. I saw a lot of firemen there, and they were in their Fire Department of New York uniform, and you look at them with such great admiration, such wonder, and the great things that they've done for people. I saw something else, and it was the fact that each one of these men had a woman with him, and in fact, in some instances, they had a lot of women with them. Now, I put two and two together, and I realized that there'd been an awful lot talk about firemen being heroes, and I realized that women are very much attracted to firemen because they love a man who is obviously, strong and powerful and has done good things. We felt that with the coming summer months, and our business, which is Partners Incorporated, in teaming people up, we could do something to facilitate men and women getting together and at the same time make a statement of thanks to all of the great firemen who did all the great work for us during 9/11.
All right. Okay, so you can get men and women together. How?
Well, what we're going to do is we're putting together an authentic-looking Fire Department of New York uniform. And here's a great thing. If you're a man who has a little bit of a difficult time meeting women and getting women interested in you, if you put on this Fire Department of New York uniform, women will get interested because they'll see you as a hero. All right? And
So women are...
In other words, there's a lot of time is spent in conversation and in trying to get a lot of these women attracted to guys. And imagine how much nicer it would be if you had an icebreaker like a Fire Department of New York uniform.
So you're selling the uniforms?
We're selling the uniforms, the fire helmet, the boots, the yellow rubber overalls, the jersey, the official-looking badge, and you look like a fireman. And the best part about this, Phil, in case any of these, the women complain, is that a percentage of the proceeds will go to the 9/11 Victims Fund. It's a great way to honor America. It's a great way to meet young women. The money that we raise from the sale of these suits will go to this Victims Fund.
So the 9/11 Victims, you're going to what percentage?
It will be a significant percentage.
All right. What is the 9/11 Victims Fund anyway? I know there's a lot of different funds.
Well, yeah, it's the one for the people that got hurt at the 9/11 when they
crashed the planes into the World Trade Center.
Yeah, when they crashed the planes into the World Trade Center. So I think it's a wonderful way for men who ordinarily have a difficult time breaking the ice, put on a FDNY uniform, the FDNY helmet, and you will find, I think, that men and women can facilitate meeting each other a lot better. And I think you'll be surprised at how quickly, and if I can say this, and I say this with respect, Phil, how quickly your sex life picks up. Because you're not just going to be meeting women. I can almost guarantee that you're going to have sex with these women within the first few hours of meeting them.
Because of the FDNY uniform?
Because of the fire department uniform. We'll be bringing the romance kits down to the ceremony, in fact, tomorrow morning at the World Trade Center site as they remove the last girder, because there's going to be a lot of guys there.
Well, isn't there, I understand what you're saying about...
What we're trying to do is honor America, Phil, and get guys, can I speak bluntly with you?
Go ahead.
What we'd like to do is get guys laid, and we can...
All right. There's something about this whole conversation that is difficult for me to listen to in light of the fact that we're talking about such a tragedy.
No, but that's where that's where the good part comes in.
The good part.
Yeah, the good part is a percentage of the proceeds go to them funds, the victims fund, the 9/11 victims fund.
All right, Robert. And I think Chris got. Did you mail one?
Well, we have one coming tomorrow.
Okay, so you sent a picture to Chris.
Right.
And let me just see that. You faxed over a picture of the helmet, of the there's the boots, there's a fire axe and a Dalmatian.
Right, and that's something that an authentic fireman would have. He'd have an axe, which is what they use to bust through doors to go in and save people that are going to burn alive. And what is a more heroic image than a fireman carrying a woman? And a lot of times these fires are at night, so the women are in these negligees. A fireman carrying a woman, she's in a negligee. She's looking beautiful because the negligee don't keep that much in. So she's certainly hanging out a little bit.
I understand.
All right, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you can look like that with the fire department in New York, and then the Dalmatian dog runs behind you. I would tell you, Phil, that's a Rockwell painting. That's a Norman Rockwell American painting. Now, you can help the whole fight against terrorism, and you can help the 9/11 Victims Fund by buying the Fire Department of New York uniform, put it on, and I can tell you right now, you're going to, she'll be more than your friend.
All right, Robert Green with us, and where are you right now?
We're in our warehouse right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
The deluxe kit has the pants with the, if you know anything about a fireman's outfit, they have a nozzle pocket. It's a large pocket down the pant leg that they put the large nozzle in. It makes you look that you're, you know, like, and I don't want to be crude, but it makes you look like you got a big one when you put that.
I understand. 1-800, hold on for a minute, all right?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So, Robert Green with the FDNY Romance Kit, they're selling Fire Department of New York uniforms for men to put on so that they attract women. You put on the uniform, and according to the facts, she'll be playing with your nozzle. Put him back up for... Bob, let me ask you a question, okay? What makes you think women are going to fall for this?
Well, I don't call it falling for it.
No, but I mean, a guy wears a New York Department, Fire Department uniform. He's passing himself off as a real New York City fireman.
Well, I don't see that you're really... I don't look upon it as if you're playing a trick on the women. Women want a hero. And they want to feel as if they've got a hero in their life. And you put on this uniform, they're not going to ask a lot of questions. They're going to just be with a strong man. And, Phil, I want to say this. A lot of firemen were killed at the World Trade Center. You can tell her that you are a new recruit on account of they lost, like, 1,000 guys or whatever.
Well, I think it was up around 500.
Right, 500 guys. So you can say you're a new recruit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the FDNY Romance Kit. Robert Green, who's in Trenton, New Jersey, is going to be selling some of these at the World Trade Center tomorrow, where the final cleanup is going to be held. Put on a FDNY uniform. Women will be attracted to you, whether you're a real fireman or not. I guess they'll be fooled into thinking that you are. And on top of that, a percentage of the money they raise will be contributed to the 9/11 Victims Fund, so you can't get angry about that. Did he write all of this? Because it says here, she'll be playing with your nozzle, etc., and she won't get angry if she finds out that you're not really a fireman because the money, part of it goes to the 9/11 Victims Fund. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I think a lot of people are making a lot of money on this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Robert Green is with us. He is selling replicas of Fire Department of New York fire suits because you say it'll make it easier for guys to meet girls.
Phil, if I could just mention one thing.
All right, let me give her a number, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I say this with great respect, but I've spent a little bit of my time in topless bars, what you want to call a strip bar, And I can tell you that never do those girls ever go home with the guys that go in there. That never happens because generally guys that go into these strip bars are not a high caliber man. I went in wearing a Fire Department of New York uniform.
Okay.
And would you believe this girl, Julie, and I'm just saying this between men, she's a piece of ass. I mean, you can imagine.
Please watch your language, okay?
Excuse me?
Please watch your language.
I'm sorry, but you can imagine what a girl strips in a bar, she's going to have big ones and everything like that. I never had a girl with big ones like that until I wore the Fire Department.
So you got yourself a girl who is beautiful because you're wearing a Fire Department of New York uniform, and now...
Yeah, but if you think I'm fooling women, the money goes to the Fire Department fund. I mean, the 9/11 fund.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Carol, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thank
yes.
you for taking my call. I'm
yes,
actually
ma'am.
Horrified.
It sounds...
What?
Is this man for real? I mean, is he honest to God for real, this Mr. Green?
Am I for real?
Yeah.
It's like asking you if you're for real.
You are taking a tragedy and...
No, that's wrong. We're giving the percentage to the 9/11
fire... You are taking a tragedy. You are solidifying the memory of these true heroes...
How am I doing
that?
...so that
you can get sex?
No, I'm giving a percentage of the fund
How
of the money...
How much are you giving, Mr. Green?
How much is the percentage that you're giving?
I want to know.
We're giving a percentage. We're giving a sizable percentage.
15%, 20%, 40%?
Well, would it matter? In other words, if I said,
all right,
let me ask you this. If I said that I was giving all of the money to them, then it'd be okay with you?
Absolutely not. People can mail their money directly to the 911 fund.
No, but this why they get something for it. Otherwise, you're just sending
who's
money.
Who's getting what for it?
If you put on the fire department, you're a woman, ma'am, and you know what I'm talking about. These guys are real heroes.
No, you're right, they're real heroes. The people that you're talking about are people that are going to go and buy a costume to get sex? I mean, that's absolutely horrifying.
This is not a costume. It is a uniform that is worn by the fireman.
Okay, I know all about
no, it's
firemen.
A costume.
My husband's a volunteer fireman in a small community.
Right.
I know what they do.
Does he wear a costume? No, he doesn't. He wears a uniform.
He wears a uniform, and he wears it because he's a real fireman,
yes.
Not because he's going to buy one so he can go into a bar and pick up a chick.
Well, ma'am, you can send in your money, A, or B, you can send in your money to us, and you can have sex, which I guess you say that's bad.
No, Mr. Green, what I think is really horrifying is that you are taking the tragedy and you're trying to profit from it.
No, well,
and until you can tell me that 100% of this money
will
be mailed directly to a 911 fund.
That's what I just asked you, and you said, no, it's no good anyway.
I want to know what you are. I think the people who are actually buy into this, I want to know where their money is going to go. I think they'd want to know, too.
If you send 100% of the money to the 9/11 fund, okay?
Then the two of you are saying it's okay.
I'm not saying
I
want to know.
That's technically called being a whore. When
I'm saying
okay,
I want to know.
You want to know what? All right, 10%. Like I said, it doesn't make
any
difference.
And 90% is going
to
go in your pocket, and for this, you're exploiting the tragedy.
I'm out $500,000 in production costs. I'm out. We got to do promotion. We have to do marketing.
You must be expecting a really big profit on this.
Ma'am, I'm going to tell you right now, and for the guys listening, every one of these Fire Department of New York guys got. And they're getting sex like, ass like a car rental. I mean, I don't know what.
Please watch your language.
Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to say it with her.
I can't believe this man is for real. You
Look
think
at,
women are really this stupid that if you walk up in a costume, and how do you get legitimate firemen?
I didn't say women are stupid. I said right now women are feeling very insecure on account of these terrorists. And there's not a lot of real men around.
Let me ask you this. How do you get access to real firemen?
Oh, so you're going to walk, you'll walk by a guy wearing a uniform of a fire department, and you won't feel turned on?
No, I'll feel very proud that he's doing something worthwhile with his life.
I don't get it. You're not doing anything. How could you feel proud of it?
I would feel proud to see him walking in his uniform and knowing that he is actually
would you have
doing
sex
something,
with him? Would you have
saving
sex with him?
Lives,
would you
saving
have a,
buildings.
Would you have sex with him?
No.
See, that I question that.
Why not?
Are you kidding me? With someone I don't even
the
know?
The things that they've done for you and you're not going to...
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is selling replica fire department uniforms to help guys get laid and to donate to the Victims Fund. It's the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, Robert Greene is with us, selling replica Fire Department of New York uniforms to guys so that they'll be more attractive to women. That is a, what I would call, that is a con, okay?
So you don't believe in helping the victims?
I don't believe in helping the victims of 9/11.
Right. If you, in other words, you don't want me to raise money for it. You're finding all kinds of fault for the fact with the fact that we're selling these FDNY uniforms that, yes, make men a little more attractive to women, make women be attracted to them because women want to have a hero, and at the same time we raise money for the
9/11 Victims Fund.
Yes. So you don't believe in helping the victims?
I believe in helping the victims. I don't know that there's... That this is the way. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave. This Robert, I'm a firefighter of Salt Lake County. This Robert, he's a donut, man. This guy's a complete poser. And he's preying on the vulnerability right now of our nation. And you know what? I'll tell you something, Robert, right now. The families don't want your money if you're using it to con people.
How do you know?
You didn't go through recruit school. You didn't bust your balls to be in the position.
I don't claim to be a fireman. I claim to sell the uniform of the fire. First of all, you say you're a fireman?
You're posing, buddy. You're a donut.
You're a fireman?
You're a donut.
Are you a fireman?
You never went through the recruit training that we go through for 16
but nobody cares about the Salt Lake City Fire Department. No one cares.
Pumping hose.
Nobody cares about
turning hydrants.
Nobody cares about the
wildland interface.
All right, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
And you're preying on the vulnerability of women in our society right now. You're
despicable. Dave, 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 Dave. Dave, will you shut up?
You're a poser because you couldn't get anything. You can't get women any other way.
Hey, Dave, will you shut up for a minute? I'm trying to talk to you. Would you shut up for a minute?
That's it, Phil. You tell him.
And you shut up, too. Now, I'm trying to get you guys to talk to each other here, okay?
Look, this guy is a Salt Lake City. He's a Salt Lake City fireman.
Shut up, all right?
I just told you to shut up.
You don't need to tell me to shut up.
I'm telling you to shut up. I'm the host of the show, okay? And I'm asking you, Mr.
Green. You're going to ask me to fuck down. You're not going to tell me to shut up.
Well,
this guy's a poser.
Okay. What was your point, Bob?
This guy's a Salt Lake City fireman. Nobody wants his uniform. I'm selling the fire department a New York uniform. Who cares about... What is it? Salt Lake what? Yeah, it's jazz.
Are you there, man?
Hey, it's called the Brotherhood. Whether we represent firefighters from Salt Lake County or whether we represent firefighters from New York City,
with a guy from Salt
it's
Lake
a Brotherhood.
City.
And, you know, there might not be any firefighters from New York City listening to your donut.
We're helping
your
the victims of
9/11 right now, so we're standing up and
get
representing
these losers
them.
Who still live in their mother's basement get some tail. What's wrong with that? And we ain't selling the salt, the lake salt, whatever you're part of. It's only the fire department in New York. That's the one the broads want.
That's the one the broads want.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you go off and get a cat out of a tree or something?
You're a poser.
Yeah, go get a cat out of a tree.
You don't get cats out of trees. I've never seen a cat die in a tree.
What's a donut anyway? I don't get that. Is that what
you're
you guys
a donut.
Eat? That's what
exactly
you guys eat.
What you are.
That's what you guys eat when you're not doing anything else?
You're the guy that, you're ridiculous.
Look, it's sleeping with a Salt Lake fireman is like sleeping with a garbage man.
Don't disrespect the Salt Lake City Fire Department, okay?
Everybody knows it. That's the thing.
Everybody knows it, huh?
And the second the women find out that you're not a firefighter, where's your badge? What do you put on, a piece of plastic is your badge?
It's a tin replica badge.
You go down to the Kmart, it doesn't come with a badge. You go down to the Kmart, you get yourself a little plastic badge that says Junior Firefighter on it. You pin it on your FDNY jersey that you picked up.
What?
You're a donut. You're a poser. You don't have a badge. You're ridiculous.
Dave, you got anything else to your vocabulary besides donut and poser? What do you do with a donut? You pose with it?
Look it. Your FDNY uniform, as the guy was saying, is not...
The badges are made out of tin, like your mom's teeth.
All right, great. Thank you for your call, and thank you, Mr. Green, for your bullcrap, all right? And I hope you don't sell any of your uniforms.
Oh, so you hate the victims of the 9/11. All right, I'll quote you.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you're... intimating at, the victims fund would, if we could sell any of these things.
Have you sold any?
So far, no. Because most of the guys we sent out to sell them on the street got beat up. But we'll keep trying.
Yeah, great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Bob Green in the preceding bit was actually done by me, and the people that called in, they thought Bob was a real guy. And I'm sure there's somebody out there trying to sell fireman hats so he can get laid. From yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association was on, and they were talking about going up to the Chandler Levy Memorial and how they couldn't get in. And so the T-shirts that they'd printed up, Chandler Levy closure, they couldn't sell, and they think the Levys and Gary Condit owe them $968.53.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but closure to me in a situation like this is when the realization has finally came to them that their daughter is dead, and it's kind of the closure of wondering and the beginning of rebuilding their lives. And,
that doesn't make any sense.
Going ahead with their lives.
What'd you say, Steve?
That doesn't make any sense. Could you explain it again?
Yes, I said the meaning of closure in a situation like this is when these people have been wondering for a year where their daughter is, and is she dead or is she alive, and they finally found out.
Exactly.
The realization has set in that she is dead.
Exactly.
And closure is the end of wondering about that and the beginning of rebuilding your life and going forward.
Point. That's a good point, and that's why we've done the T-shirts.
It absolutely don't make sense what you're saying, that you you know, you'd make a T-shirt in for a memorial of somebody and then have on a T-shirt that I went to the memorial and all I got was this lousy T-shirt, and then complain that other people got to go to other famous people's memorial and you can't go. It's just, it's, everything you're saying is totally ridiculous. You're a fraud. And then, you know, the Levys live in California. Their daughter was missing in Washington, and they've spent money running back and forth and back and forth, and they've probably spent every dime they've got, and then you're coming up and saying they owe you $900 for your own idea.
Well, it's $900.
And that's all I have to say. I'm not going to argue with you.
Why'd you call my wife a fraud?
It was a fraud, he said.
A fraud?
A fraud.
Well, evidently, these people probably don't even know what fraud means either.
I know what fraud means, and I'm very disappointed, Rick, that our loving gesture to the Levies is met by you with rejection.
That's not a loving gesture when you walk in and tell somebody, and it's probably close friends and family and everything else, the memorial, and turn you away, and then you say, well, then you owe me money for showing up. And it was like Phil said, you weren't invited.
Well,
where do you come up with just coming up with this big idea of memorial and spending money, and then you can't get in, and then all of a sudden they owe you, and if they don't pay you, then Gary Condit owes you.
Well, wait a minute.
I have no idea if Gary Condit was involved or not, but Gary Condit is not charged with it, nothing to do with it.
We were willing to give the family half off on the shirts. We had brought
That's real sweet. They just found their skeletal remains of their daughter, and you're willing to give them half price.
Brother.
That's real sweet.
Well, what do you want me to do? I mean, we brought up egg salad.
What you ought to do is just forget about it and keep your mouth shut.
You say they found skeletal remains, then that means there's no open coffin.
Yeah, that's what it means.
No kidding. And that's like Phil asked you. You know, how long have you been following this story? It's been out there for a year. And you're so close to the investigation, and you feel like you're part of the family, but you have no idea that all they found was skeletal remains.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't go.
Oh, you're glad you didn't go. Why?
Because it would have been scary to look at the open coffin.
They don't put an open coffin when somebody just finds the... They didn't even have the coffin. The remains are with the pathologist and with the coroner's office in Washington, D.C. It was a memorial service.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Bill?
Hold on, Rick. Are you telling me they had a funeral for her with no body?
It wasn't a funeral. It was a memorial. The body is still in Washington, D.C., being looked at.
Oh.
Excuse me, Phil.
Oh, thank God. Well,
Phil?
Then I'm happy to say that they don't owe us any money.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
There you go. Nothing funnier than taking the tragedy of a young woman's death and turning it into satire. All right. Nice going, Henry. Way to go. Really came up just with a rose in your nose, pal. You fell into it and came up with a rose in your nose. Is there nothing sacred? nothing decently sacred and held sacrosanct? The answer, of course, is no. Not when you've got 3 hours a day to fill, and it ain't just me. Although we make it funny, there's a whole lot of other guys out there doing the same thing. Do I sound defensive? Yes. Why? I don't know. Just felt like it. Somebody's bound to call and complain, or not, as the case may be. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com. You want to know how sick we are? You want to know how twisted the whole thing is? We're not sick. We're not twisted at all. There is a method to the madness around here in this program. It started when I'll never forget when I was in Atlanta, and a little girl was found dead off the side of a highway. And this had been the subject of a large police investigation and manhunt for a couple of months, and then they finally found the little girl. Guess what happened when they found the little girl and they arrested the father, it turned out, was the culprit. People turned out at the site where they found the little girl's body, right? And the next thing you know, there's guys selling hot dogs. There's people selling balloons and, you know, in other words, they're taking an opportunity to, make hay while the sun shines. A lot of what we do around here comments on that. This show is about you guys. This show is not about Chandra Levy. It's not about the FDNY uniforms. It's not about the World Trade Center. It's about you. It's about America. Our program, better than any other show in the history of this medium, puts the white hot spotlight focus on the listeners, on the average person, and how they react to these things. And that's what a lot of people don't get about what we do. Now, would you like me to wax philosophic about this program for the next hour and a half? I'd rather not. It would be like selling tours of where they found Chandra Levy's skull, what they did to this little girl. Well, and tell me I'm wrong. Are there people going to the site now? Are they turning out? Yeah, and they're taking pictures. I bet you they're having their pictures taken there. Hey, here's where they found the body. Marge and I parked the RV just 3 blocks down, and we found an electrical outlet on the side of a home. Oh, you mean somebody lives there? We didn't really know. And then we went over to where President Reagan was shot. Now we're going down to Dallas to Dealey Plaza, and then we're going to Hollywood for the Manson deal. It's people like that, huh? All right. Although I'm not the kind of guy who will say the following. And the reason why we do it is so that you can be aware of the stupidity and you can do something about it and make yourself smarter. I don't care. I'm not trying to make the world better. What was the thing I heard the other day? Oh, yeah, I was getting into an argument with somebody about Training Day, that movie with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. I said, that movie was really a piece of crap. And they said, oh, are you kidding? Well, it was a brilliant tour de force of Denzel Washington. Yeah, he's a good actor. I'll give you that. But the movie was a stupid, cliche-ridden cop movie, and on top of that, really disrespectful of police. Really disrespectful of what police do, honest cops. And then the person gave me this argument, which is always the wonderfully traditional argument. Yeah, but what the filmmaker was trying to do is show all the evil in the police force, and that way we can do something about it. Bullcrap. What the filmmaker did was showed a really exciting cop with two-gun rig going in and kicking ass on bad guys, and every little kid out there that wants to be a cop wants to be Denzel Washington kind of a cop, not a real cop that actually, like, obeys the law. That stuff doesn't turn people off to it. It turns people on to it. Then they go out into the real world, and they realize that's not exactly how cops are, and, oh, you mean I can't run around in my own car with the hydraulics and... Did you see that flick? This cat's riding around in some car club cholo rig. You know, the car's just hopping up and down on those freaking hydraulics and stuff. And dude's low-riding through neighborhoods. He's got a two-gun rig. He's firing his weapon off wherever he feels. He's pulling his gun on civilians whenever he wants to. Absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. And I guess if I were to talk to the people who made that movie, they'd tell me that that's the way that the Ramparts guys operated. That they were driving around in jacked up car club cholo rigs, and they were, you know, these vato rigs, and they were pulling their two guns, they were doing some Jesse James action out there. Baloney. So kids think that's what they get to do if they become cops, but then they find out that they have to spend 4 years in the county jail scrubbing the toilet. It's like this gig, radio. I don't know how many guys I've ever talked to that said, how do I get on the air and be a DJ? I said, well, you know, you got to, like, get on the air and be a DJ. I don't know, man, but you're going to have to spend the next year here scrubbing out the toilet and filing the records, okay? Oh, forget it. Okay. I'll go work for my dad. All right, cool. Hey, listen to this. Suspected Al-Qaeda operatives wiretapped by Italian police in the 13 months preceding September 11th made apparent references to plans for major attacks involving airports. Boy, the more this stuff comes out, either you can feel really bad or you can actually feel really good, depending upon your perspective. The Italians had a couple of guys wiretapped, a couple of mullahs, talking about, you are going to see something in the coming months that'll just chill your blood to ice, they said. This will be one of those strikes that will never be forgotten. This is a terrifying thing. This is a thing that will spread from south to north, from east to west. The person who came up with this program is a madman from a madhouse, a madman, but a genius. He's fixated on this program. It will leave everyone turned to ice, according to these two guys that were caught wiretapped. The dialogue took place August 12th, 2000. And it was in a car driven by some guy with a big, long Egyptian name. And he's accused of being one of the Al-Qaeda top operatives in Italy, and another guy who wears a towel. And these guys were talking back and forth about all the stuff, all the wonderful things they had planned in the next year. And the cops had this. Now, you can look at it this way. The cops screwed up. They didn't give us the information, just like those FBI agents in Minnesota and Arizona. Nobody listened to them, and look at how we fouled up. Or there's another way of looking at this. Look at all the information these guys have got. I mean, it's incredible the info that they actually did have. Too bad nobody was bright enough to put it together, and I ain't saying I'd be one of them. I ain't saying if I'd been with the FBI, I'd be any smarter. But I am saying the information was there. And now, and the information's still there, only now we're paying attention to it. So that's kind of a good thing. And when this guy says north to south, east to west, there's no doubt, no doubt, that they had other guys positioned at other airports ready to do the same thing that day, and it was the shutting down of the airports and the subsequent looking for guys in phony baloney uniforms and phony baloney IDs that kept that from happening. They took their best shot. That was the day they were going to take that shot, and they weren't able to do it. With your cheap purse and your bad shoes, you would have made a great FBI agent, Henry. Anyway, and then to go along with that, we got a little thing here out of South Florida. Two Muslim men plotted with an informant to bomb electrical transformers, a National Guard armory, and Jews. Wow. These guys really got an in for us, don't they? They're blowing up Jews. They're blowing up armories. They're blowing up airplanes. They're going to get us, man. You want to know what's wrong more than anything else with the Middle East? It is a people desperately angry with the failure of their own culture and civilization and not yet grown up enough to take a good long look in the mirror and say, we're blowing it. There's a billboard, by the way, in Cairo, which says, this is an actual billboard in Cairo now that says, Islam won't fix your car. Now, Chris doesn't know what that means. How you doing, Chris? Do you know what it means, Craig? Do any else of you know what it means? Islam won't fix your car. Think about that one. 9 second thought. 1-800-449-8686. It means it's not a cure-all for everything, okay? You can't sit there on a rug five times a day without getting out and making things better. Give me the look. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.